Okay, today we're recording for Yeshayahu class. Today's March 26th, and we're talking about the Haftorahs of the year. There are approximately 80 possible Haftorahs to read all year. There are 8 books to choose from: Yehoshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, and Treasar. It's from the 8 books of Nevi'im. So it stands to reason that there should be approximately 10 Haftorahs per book. Admittedly, some of these books are much larger than others. Right, so I do expect more of Torahs from a book like Yechezkel, Atreus, or Yeshayahu than a small book like Yehoshua, Shoftim. Right, but you get the picture. And what we're going to do is we're going to start with the holidays. The first day of Rosh Hashanah, we read about Sarah giving birth. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, we read about the Akedah. Yom Kippur is our first holiday with the Haftorah from our book. We're going to discuss all the Haftorahs from Yeshayahu. And it is Yeshayahu's call to free slaves, to feed the hungry, right? He says, "Halo zet som evchorehu prosla ra'ev lachmecha." This is the fast day that I prefer, is that you share your bread with the poor. It's a beautiful Yom Kippur message, especially since Yom Kippur Yovel is when you're supposed to free slaves. It's possible that Yeshayahu actually delivered this speech on a Yom Kippur. Imagine that. Okay? Next. Sukkot has 5 Haftorahs. The first day is Zechariah's exhortation to the people to join him in the Sukkah. Second day is Sefer Melachim that describes the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which was completed over Sukkot. It says so in the text. It says they celebrated for 7 days, and the 8th day they celebrate Shemitah Tzeres, and the day after he sent them. Okay? Chol HaMoed Sukkot, you read about Melchemes Gog u'Magog. Remember what Sefer that comes from? Yechezkel. Okay. The last 2 days of Sukkot, right? The last 2 days, meaning Shmini Atzeres, which is again from Elohim. And on Simchas Torah, which the Gemara doesn't call it Simchas Torah, right? Our minhag is to read from Sefer Yehoshua. The first parak of Sefer Yehoshua. Why would you do that? Why start Yehoshua on Simchas Torah? Because in the Torah reading, we just finished the Torah. Let's just go right to the next words in Tanakh, which is the beginning of Yehoshua. Right? Get it? So that's our minhag to read from Yehoshua. So far, the calendar is not really favoring Yeshayahu too much. We have 8. Okay, so he's in there for 1. Okay? Forgive me. Sarah gives birth in the Akedah is what we're reading in the Torah reading. The reason why I wrote this down for you and I didn't tell you the other Torah readings, right, is because it's obvious. On Yom Kippur and Sukkot, what are the Torah readings about? Is anybody home here? What are the Torah readings about on Yom Kippur and Sukkot? The Torah readings.
This is right, I know the Torah readings.
Yom Kippur and Sukkot!
Right.
Hello? But the Torah reading of Rosh Hashanah is not about Rosh Hashanah because
there is no Rosh Hashanah
in the Torah.
Really?
Rosh Hashanah is not mentioned in the Torah. It just says in the 7th month on the first day, do this and this and this, and it's Yom Teruah, blow the shofar and join. Right? The nature of Rosh Hashanah is very hidden. In fact, it doesn't even say the blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. It says blow shofar in Yovel, and the Gezeirah Shavah teaches that Yom Teruah means with the shofar. The Haftorahs of these days, first day is Shmuel's birth. Mirrors Yitzchak's birth. The second day is from Sefer Yirmiyahu, which refers to God remembering us. So it's a Yom HaZikaron, so Zohar is Karenu. That's Rashi's explanation for what I read from Yirmiyahu. Okay? So far, I have 2 Malachims. Got it? A Yirmiyahu, a Zechariah, a Yechezkel, a Yehoshua. Right? The only book not represented in the first 8 is Shoftim. So I have 8. What you see here is that we spread out the wealth here. Out of the first 8 Haftorahs, 7 are different. 7 out of the 8 are different Haftorahs. Okay, we're trying to spread. Chanukah, again Zechariah, or Malachim. If there are 2, we read from Malachim. What does that have to do with Chanukah? The renewal of the Mizbeach has to do with the Beis Hamikdash. Get it? So we're going to read about the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Dal Parshios, Parshas Shkolim. Look, Melachim is getting big here, right? We read about the fixing of the Beis HaMikdash for Parshas Shkolim. Collect the Shkolim, fix the Beis HaMikdash. Parshas Zohar, Shmuel Aleph, right? The command to kill off Amalek. Parshas Parah, Yecheskel. Parshas HaChodesh, again Yecheskel. Yecheskel is running away here, isn't he? Right? Sheyahu is still, wow, he's lagging behind. Right? Mocha Chodesh, Shmuel. Remember where David says, Yonatan says, tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, you're going to be missed at the table. I'll find out if my father wants to kill you. He does. Right? Rosh Chodesh, back to Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu refers at the very end of his book to the very special nature of Rosh Chodesh. Rashi says that in the ancient times, people didn't work on Rosh Chodesh. It was a festival. Okay? Right, got it? Shabbos HaGadol, Malachi. So, Malachi is Tre'asar. Fast day, he's our guy, Yeshayahu is back. Yeshayahu speaks about the tshuva movement and fasting, and that's the purpose of our fasting. Yeshua Hashem v'imatzok, ruhu v'yosok karov. Tisha B'Av, of course, Yeriyahu. 4 days of Pesach. First day, describes Yehoshua's observance of Pesach. The second day describes Yoshiyahu's observing of Pesach. The seventh day is, of course, we read about Yeshira in the morning, so in the afternoon we read about Shiras David. To get the Shira of the seventh day when we cross the Yamsa from the sang Shira. The eighth day is our guy, Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu describes the coming of Mashiach in chapter 11, right? Describes the messianic figure, he describes the messianic age. Remember the two opinions we saw? Radak Ibn Ezra, that it's figurative, it's not a real lion residing with a real lamb, it's not a real wolf, you know, becoming domesticated. It's not about those things. These are representations of ferocious nations. Got it? Right? Okay, so what does that do with Pesach? Because we have a tradition that on Pesach we were redeemed, and the future Pesach, our redemption will come at about that time also. So the 8th day of Pesach becomes a nice day in Chutz Laaretz to read such a beautiful Haftorah. In Israel, of course, they do not have these 8, you know, second day Haftorahs, right? Rosh Hashanah, they do have 2 days, but in Sukkos, this Haftorah, Sukkos doesn't have the, because in Sukkos Shmini Atzeres is Simchas Torah, right? So they don't have these second day Haftorahs in Israel. In some Zionistic places, they read that Haftorah on Yom Ha'atzmaut. They take a Torah reading, they read about Parshas Baal Oscha, and they read Haftorah. It really has to be very highly Zionistic. It's one thing to say Hallel with the Bracha. It's another thing on a Wednesday to take out the Torah and read. You know what I'm saying? Shavuos, the 2 days of Shavuos. The first day is Yecheskel. The second day is Chavakuk. I'm not going to see him again. And that's, of course, not read in Israel. Okay? Okay? You with me? So we just did 25 Haftorahs. Now we're just getting started. Bereishis is Yeshayahu's picture of God's covenant with all of mankind. You're different than everything else I've created. I have put my spirit in you, and I have expectations of you. That's crucial. I expect things from you. Okay? Got it? Now, I'm going to put either an aleph or a bet whenever we get to Yeshayahu from now on, and I'm about to do it there too. An aleph if it's between aleph and lamed tes, a bet if it's between mem and samach vav. You got me? Perek mem begins nachamu nachamu ami. All right? So Yom Kippur is in bet. Rosh Chodesh bet. First day bet. 8th day of Shavuos
aleph.
Why? Don't. Because we learned it already. What parak is it? Yud Aleph. I just said it about 5 minutes ago. Right? The parak Yud Aleph is where he describes the Messianic age. Alright? Okay, got it? You with me? The Torah Bereishis is in Bet. It's chapter 41. Right? It's God saying, I have forged a covenant with all of you. All of mankind. But then Hashem says, but when some of you turned away from me, I have to make a choice and turn away some, or maybe all of you, or maybe every one of you except one man named Noah. I'm going to forge a pact with him and his sons. You're not B'nai Adam anymore, you're B'nai Noah. Right? And then Hashem says, and then if we go further, and people turn away from me further, I'm going to have to forge a pact with only one nation from the B'nai Noach. And that, of course, will be Abraham's descendants. The first three Haftorahs of the year all come from Yeshayahu. Because it's God's relationship with man getting smaller and smaller because man is just not doing what he's supposed to be doing. I put you in the garden, la'avdo l'shamra, and you're not doing that. You're not reaching your potential. So I have to turn to fewer and fewer people within the man's descendants to get my word across. Because I'm not going to get my word across to everybody, so I have to now choose within the everybody to smaller and smaller groups. And by the way, there's a fourth, let's see if you can figure this out. It's not Vayera, because Vayera continues with Avram. But there is a fourth Haftorah of the year. Yeshayahu starts off with a bang in the beginning of the Torah, but then there's a whole, like you don't see him for a long time. Which Parsha of the year would come from Yeshayahu where, I'm going to try to give you as much of a hint as possible, where, remember, it's first it's all of Adam, then it's just Noah, then it's just Abraham. Right? We're sort of funneling out less and less and less, and to getting rid of more impurities, to become a more pure definition of a descendant of man who will bring God's word to the world. Right? Then what happens that within that nation they sin? They make a golden calf. And God has to say, you know what? I wanted everybody from among you. I wanted the firstborn of every family to bring my message. But now after you made the golden calf, I'm changing that. I'm only going to choose the tribe that didn't worship the calf. And I'm going to forge a pact. Get it? Adam, Noah, Abraham, then Kohanim. So what Haftorah is, it's going to be Vayikra. Okay? When we get to Vayikra, and I say this because they're all like in the same area, Yeshayahu. You're a light unto the nations. I expect more from you. Okay, you get it? You with me? Got it? Okay, good. Vayera, I'm going to do this quickly because none of it, you're not seeing Yeshayahu for a long time. All right? Vayera, Sefer Melachim. Chayesara, again Melachim. Wow. All right, Toldos. Malachi. Vayetze, Hoshea, Vayishlach, Ovadia. Do you see what's happening here in Bereishis? Vayeshev, Amos, Miketz, Zechariah, Vayigash, Yecheskel. You see what's happening here? Look at these. Where are all these from? Five Haftorahs in a row.
Treyasar.
They're all Treyasar. No, that's the only time that happens, except, of course, in the end of Dvarim, where all the Haftorahs are from Yeshayahu. I never see five in a row from the same book. Vayigash Yecheskel, Vayichi is, again, Malachim. Malachim is cleaning up. It's sort of, look at this, Yeshayahu, Malachim, Treyasar. Notice that Shoftim has not been touched yet. Right? Okay, let's go. Most. So here the Ashkenazim and Sephardim split. I'm going to do Yeshayahu, because that's the Ashkenazic minhag, no Ashkenazi. Okay. Okay, I'll explain what's happening. Shmos, Va'era, and Bo. Va'era is Yechezkel, Bo is Yirmiyahu. Listen to what's happening, get this good, get this now. These three prophets give their various prophecies, but large chunks of all three books, remember this, are dedicated to what's going to happen to a whole series of nations of the world. Not just one nation, two nations. A whole, they take up chapters and chapters. Okay? In Yeshayahu, it's towards the beginning of his book. In Yechezkel, it's in the middle of his book. Like in the mid-chafs. In Yirmiyahu, it's the end of his book. Perek Memhei to Nun Aleph. Okay? In Yeshayahu, it's the beginning of his book. Which nation do you think all three of these parashiyos should discuss?
Amalek? Assyria?
What are we reading about in Shmos, Vahira, and Bo?
Like we miss Ryan.
Okay, thank you. Okay. The Haftarah of Shmos is about Yeshayahu's predictions of the downfall of Egypt. Va'era is Yechezkel's predictions of the downfall of Egypt. Bo is Yirmiyahu's predictions of the downfall of Egypt. Shalach is... first one from Shalach to Okay. The first time we're getting Shalach. And it's interesting because here on the seventh day of Pesach, you see, we read about the Shira. Here on the eighth day of Pesach, we read Shira's David. On Parshas B'Shalach, we read Shira's Deborah. Minav Kamina, why are we switching? I'll give everyone a chance. Well, we'll see later. But because Shiras Devorah picks up on all of Parshas Shoftim. Parshas B'Shalach. Right? There's a war. There's women involved. Miriam leads the women. Devorah is a woman leading troops. So Shiras Devorah is better suited for Parshas B'Shalach. You hear it? But on the seventh day of Pesach, we only read about the splitting of the Red Sea and finished, but the reading's over. Okay, there's only room for five aliyahs. It's a much shorter laning on the seventh day of Pesach than on the whole parsha of Shabbat. This is also a much, much longer haftarah. It's not a short haftarah either, but a short psukim. It's 51 psukim. This one is but they're long. Okay, Yisro, our guy, Yeshayahu. This is Yeshayahu Perek Vav, Yeshayahu's opening prophecy. In Yisro, we're told we're going to be a holy nation, and Yeshayahu speaks about Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Sokos, and the Lord. You are a holy nation, but you're not acting holy. Okay, Mishpatim, Yirmiyahu, screaming at the people for not letting slaves go free, picks up on the beginning of Mishpatim, which talks about setting slaves free. Truma, Malachim, no secret there. We want to read about the building of the Mishkan, building of the Beis Hamikdash. Tetzaveh, Yechezkel was a Kohen and speaks a lot about Kohanic duties and activities that connects to Tetzaveh. Right? Kisisa is Moshe going up to the mountain for 40 days. We plug into Malachim where Eliyahu went up to the Har Carmel for 40 days. Shows it's not really Har Carmel, but it's probably Har Sinai also. Vayakel and Pekudei are both from Malachim. Okay? In the leap year, we're reading both. Malachim is really pretty big. Four here, three here. Malachim is already like way beyond its... seems that it's really picking up steam. Vayikra. I told you before, Vayikra is Yeshayahu because it is a the Kohanic covenant. Get it? Covenant with man, Noah, Abraham. Covenant with the covenant with the Kohanim. Okay? Tzav. The real Haftarah of Tzav is from Yirmiyahu. We read it this year. We read it very rarely. The only time you read this Haftorah is when it's in a leap year, when Purim falls on a Thursday, otherwise we skip this Haftorah. Otherwise it's obvious Parshat Zohar, or it's usually Shabbos Hagadol.
We have Torah with Shabbos Hagadol, someone here? We have Torah with
Shabbos Hagadol. He was, yeah, Shabbos Hagadol.
So, oh, but he was at Hermos because he was in the year. Okay.
No, but he had 20, so we only took half of that.
I just stopped talking about my brother in the parasha.
Shmini.
What had you figured out?
Shmini is Shmuel. Look at the first time we have Shmuel here. Right? Look how long we have to wait for Shmuel. We still don't have Yehoshua. Look at that. You could stop Shmini Acharemos when it's a little here, a lot of different minhagim. But Acharemos is Yecheskel. Kedoshim is Amos. Amor. Is Yecheskel again? Behar and Bechukosai are both Yirmiyahu.
Did Yehoshua take over after Moshe, or was that?
Yeah, it's Moshe.
So Yehoshua come in like the later parshas?
Well, Yehoshua is actually mentioned in the Torah, so that's it. But Yehoshua is after the Torah is finished, so there could be any Torah from Yehoshua as long as it connects. But you're right, when Yehoshua is in the parasha itself, like Shlach, that's the Torah is certainly going to be from Yehoshua.
Right.
Finally, when he sent spies into the land. You get what I'm saying? You get that?
Okay.
When Yehoshua is in the parasha, that's certainly the only one. The guys in Shoftim are dead by the time, you know, if they were in the Torah. Right? Okay. Let's do Bamidbar quickly.
Are we missing a couple on Vayikra?
Hosea, what?
Are we missing any in Vayikra? It looks short. A lot shorter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're right. I skipped Tazria Mitzorah. Thanks for pointing that. Tazria and Mitzorah are both Melochim. Crazy. Melochim is like running away with it. Isn't he? I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and I'm just out of Vayikra. Alright, well, we're killing Melochim now. He's no more. Alright? Okay, but Midbar is Hosea. Naso is finally Shoftim. Story of Shimshon. V'Haloscha, Zecharia, plugging into the menorah. Here's a rarity because Al-Haftarah V'Haloscha is exactly the same as the Haftarah Chanukah. Zecharia. See it? Okay. Time in the menorah, Palos is part of the menorah. Okay, Shlach, of course, Yehoshua. Korach, Shmuel. Shmuel is a direct descendant of Korach and talks to Bnei Yisrael the same way that Moshe talks to Bnei Yisrael in the Parshas Korach. Alright. Chukas is on Shoftim, it's the story of Yiftach. So I have two Shoftims in the middle, look at that. Cleaning up. Chukas Bolok is Micha. I skipped one day, so we'll go 79 to 80 because I didn't do Shabbos Shuva. Shabbos Shuva has its own Haftorah. Many shuls read from like a series of Nevi'im. Hosea, Yoel, Micha, but all from Tresa.
And one? For one of the world.
Yeah. Okay. Balak is Micha because Micha makes actual reference to Balak. Alright? Pinchas is again Malach. I'm sorry, this is one more. One more. Because Pinchas is called the Zealot, and we read about Eliyahu was called the Zealot. Matos and Maaseh are now, together with the rest of Dvarim, I'm not going to write them down now on the board, are thematic. Are thematic to the time of year. They have nothing to do with the Parsha. There are some who try to show how the Torah of Re'eh is connected to the it's foolish. They have nothing to do with the parsha. They have to do with the time of the year. Okay, you know what I'm saying? matos and mase. And when they're read together, you start doing this with pentas. But you see what this is. Matos is one, mase is two, barm is three, from Yeshayahu Aleph. Because those are the 3 weeks before Tishba, right? Matos is Yirmiyahu, mase is Yirmiyahu, no secret there. Yirmiyahu is our guy, he's the Tishba guy, right? You see? He's the guy who predicts the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? But then, when you get Bes Hanan, Ekev, Re'ei, Shoftim, Kiseitse, Kisavo, and Nitzavim, it's called the Zayin de Nechemta. Now it depends on the year. Sometimes Nitzavim and Vayelech are going to be read together. Right? But you have Vayelech and Ha'azinu. I'm not including Vezos HaBracha because Vezos HaBracha never has a Haftorah. Vezos HaBracha is Simchas Torah. Got it? So this is technically Vezos HaBracha. Okay? But here, Vayelech and Hazinu do have their Haftorahs, right? So one of these will always be Shabbos Shuvah. Got it?
Guaranteed, yeah.
Okay, so when Vayelech is Shabbos Shuvah, I'm reading those guys, and Hazinu, I'm going to read from Shiras David. Okay, David gets two of them. Devorah just gets one. David, the same Haftorah you read on the seventh day of Pesach, you're reading on Parshas Hazinu. Okay? Alright? When Hazinu is Shabbos Shuvah, poor Vayelech never gets its own Haftorah. Right? What's happening?
Just let me move.
What's happening to Vayelech when Hazinu gets its own Haftorah is? It's together with Nitzavim. You know what I'm saying? Nitzavim and Vayelech are together, in which case you're reading from Yeshayahu, because all seven of these are Yeshayahu. But it's Yeshayahu Bet, right? Vayelech is either together with Nitzavim, or will be Shabbos Shuvah, and then depending on, you know, the day of the week that the holidays fall on, then Hazinu will get its own Haftorah. Shabbos Shuvah was Vayelech, Nitzavim and Vayelech together. Hazinu is going to get its own Haftorah from Shiras David, which is Shmuel Beis, Sefer Shmuel. Okay, do we have time to do this? So what's the breakdown? Start from Yehoshua. Yehoshua just has one, two, three Haftorahs, that's the whole thing. Just three. Go ahead. Yishoftim. Are you with me here, guys? No holidays for Shoftim. First Shoftim Haftorah appears in Shalach.
Shoftim is three.
One, two, three. Wow. Something's going to have to make up for this shortfall, right?
Looks like Malach.
Right?
Yeah.
Shmuel is Rosh Hashanah. Right? Malchus Chodesh. Two. Right?
Oh, Pesach, there's Yeshua.
I counted that, didn't I?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one, two. Some Shmuels. Shmini, three. Four. Five.
Where is it? Where is this
guy? Still low. Malachim is going to make up for it, right?
So where's the four?
We got a Malachim here. One.
Rosh Hashanah.
I have Sukkos, two on Sukkos, two, three, four. Lachlan's going to clean up a little here. Four, five. Seven, eight, nine, 10, 11.
I assume this is for people.
12, 13. Look at this. Guys, it's
five,
a sweep. 13. Okay.
Wow, we are all over the place right now.
Right, Yeshayahu is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 18. Okay. 31 and 11, 42. Okay, so I have 38 to divide between these.
What are you doing?
All right. We're going through the Haftorahs of the year and seeing what percentage comes to Yeshayahu.
What?
So, if you
go... There's going to be about 10 each for those.
Right, class.
So, we're looking at, like, probably 30%.
The Treyasar has a lot of that, too,
though. Yeah, Treyas is big.
They have 10 each.
All right, guys.
They have 10 each.
So, we're going to start next class to discuss why we say Haftorah. Let's see how that... Why so many should come from Yeshayahu.